and is that cool as well?
Yeah. It's the same as...
Okay. Okay, so we'll do chakra meditations today, and I'll give a brief synopsis. The chakras are energy centers, okay, in the body, but not just the physical body. You may have heard that there's an energy field, and there's emotional and mental and spiritual energy all within and around you. So think of the chakras as connecting points, junctions of energy. And they have key functions. It's too big a subject to explain every single function. But there are seven main chakras. And we'll start with the base chakra. The base chakra being at the region around the perineum, the base of your spinal cord. Its main role is grounding. So when its energy is working well, you're grounded to the planet. But it's not a fixed grounding. Now, each person will get what they want from this meditation, but the meditation for the base chakra will do is connect you to a grid of energy. Have you heard of things like ley lines? Think of electrical as if there's an electrical grid on the planet. And try to imagine it as copper, a copper grid, electrical grid. Electricity flows through copper. Copper is relevant because it's connected to what we would say the planet Venus, the energies of Venus, and those are connected to the functioning of the kidneys. The organs, kidneys and adrenals are physically very connected to the base chakra. So as this electrical energy flows from the base into the planet, try to imagine it then grounding and then radiating into the earth. Okay, electrics. We'll start with that and see what happens. And at the same time, you want to clear any cramp in the base chakra. And that cramp is often due to fear, shock, stress, sympathetic nervous system overload, adrenaline, that kind of thing, which over time weakens the base chakra as well. Okay. So visualize first that you're in a column of light. Light completely surrounding you, a column. And just for a minute or two, watch your breath and let go of the day so far and the journey here. Just be aware of your body and any tensions in there. Now, let your consciousness drift down to what you can call the base chakra, at the base of your body, the lowest edge of your spine. Imagine there is a portal or a connection there of energy to the planet. Imagine a cord of light from the base to the surface of the earth below. And as that happens, imagine lines of electricity and light flowing down from your base chakra into the earth, into a coordinates or grid of earth energy. try to imagine that the earth energy actually nourishes, feeds your base chakra, charges it like a generator. And you can call that charging energy the earth kundalini force in your mind. Now try to imagine that in your base chakra is written a contract in energy, in light, in words of light. It is a contract with Mother Earth. And imagine activating and opening that contract, and that in there it says in your base chakra that you will be fully committed to your life on earth, and there is mutual support between you and Mother Earth now, complete harmony. Project a thought into your base chakra and from there to the earth, asking to collapse all alternate and parallel realities of your energy so that you are only here and now. This is the only place that you are in. Any difference you feel in your body as you come back. So, internally recycling the sacral and taking up your governor channel back down to store it in your hara. Temporarily, the sacral can actually feel weaker during this process because you've intended not to leak it. And your part of you becomes aware that you had been leaking, and therefore your sacral feels weaker. are you more conscious of the underlying weaknesses until they heal? Okay, now while this is also happening, you may become aware of the leaks. So if that happens, try to diagnose if that's to past, current, whatever, relationships or issues, you know, sexual and so on. And just try to close that energy down as well. So again, let's visualize you in a column of light. And again, just be aware of your body and how relaxed it is, hopefully. But take your consciousness now to your sacral chakra. You just say sacral and you'll be guided. And somewhere inside the lower belly, in the region of your reproductive system, in the pelvis. Just sense if that area feels nice and buoyant and energized. Does it feel weak in any way? Now project the intention, the thoughts, that you want to close down any leakages in your sacral chakra as if there has been any leaks like a sieve. And imagine in your own time that that energy flows internally and try to create an internal flow down to your base and up your whole backbone to reach the top of your head, and then down the front of your body until it reaches the hara. And the hara is somewhere inside the middle of your belly. So take your time. Seems sluggish or slow along the route. You may need to just keep your focus on one area where it's a bit stuck. process that your sacral is a generator, literally, of energy to recharge your whole body. Focus on the Vihara. Imagine that as an energy center just below your belly button inside. And ask to see or feel whether you are keeping your Vihara power, or is it leaking? Perhaps through sacrifice and giving power away to others. So ask that your Vihara keep its power. It's a form of spiritual selfishness to keep your energy. We'll now do the solar plexus chakra, but we'll also still have to finish something with the sacral while doing it. And that is, for many people, the solar plexus chakra is an energy center here, around the epigastrium, the upper abdomen. So it'll be connected to things like stomach, gallbladder, pancreas, liver, type spleen functions. And it has a key role not just in digestion, upper digestion and so on, and feeding, nutrition, and early life. It also has emotion. It's one of the key chakras for emotional flow in most people. It has to work in conjunction with the heart for that, ideally. But for many people, the solar plexus chakra is cluttered with lots of negative emotions, which find it very difficult to flow. Negative emotion, by its very nature, any emotion that's negative is simply an emotion that's not flowing. That's a very easy and useful rule to follow. Emotional energy just simply wants to flow. If it's flowing, it's good. If it's sadness, grief, loss, anger, as long as it's flowing, it's good. Flowing allows it to transform. So for most people, there's non-flowing emotional energy, which creates stagnation and a kind of addiction often to certain emotional states, entrenched. But anyway, that's one. But what we'll do first is, for many people, the solar plexus chakra is attacking their own sacral chakra. The chakras themselves can be in conflict with each other, and that's a major conflict issue. You don't need to worry about exactly when it started. It started in the previous stage of the human race during Atlantis, which you may have heard of. But this is where the sacral chakra wants to be active and switched on and creative. But the solar plexus is saying, no, you mustn't. You must be shut down. And that often comes about in emotional issues in relationships. Any relationship, sexual relationship, marital, partner relationship, obviously involves the sacral chakra connecting between two people. But if there's any emotional problems between that couple, anger, frustration, resentment, guilt, anything, sacrifice, giving power away, that's a negative emotional energy, and that doesn't flow well in the relationship, so that energy automatically blocks the sacral flow, both between the couple but within each other. So that's what we're going to work on, seeing if your solar plexus needs to relax its hold and control issues and attack issues on the sacral. And you can just imagine the two chakras as characters talking to each other in a kind of play inside you. You can give them personas, you know, images of two people, you know, and just see how they dialogue in this meditation. Okay, so again, imagining you're in your light. This time drifting your consciousness down to what's your solar plexus chakra in the upper belly. Again, sensing if it feels nice and relaxed and energized and strong. Imagine a person, a part of you, a character in a play, as it were, living in your solar plexus, and another person in your sacral, and that they're talking to each other, sharing their experiences. Imagine whether they are friends and comfortable and in harmony with each other. Or differently, if they are not. Really try to imagine what they are saying to each other. Ask them to heal any differences that they have, to learn to flow with each other in synchronicity as a shared energy. You can imagine, like a figure of eight, an energy looping between your solar plexus and your sacral over and over again. to imagine a colour within your solar plexus chakra. Try to feel what or see what colour that is, and also the shade of the colour, how bright or dark and clear that colour is. Is it muddy or clear? Or are there a mixture of colours? Whatever the colours are, try to feel what that colour means, what emotion it stands for. Whatever colour you see, try to make that colour, visualise it as nice and clearer, brighter, lighter in some way. So if it's a brown, try to make it an orange. If it's a red, try and make it pink. If it's a dirty dark green, try to make it a light emerald green, and so on. So visualizing your heart as a temple and trying to make it quite intricate and precious and golden at one level, but also trying to feel if the temple is a stable structure which only sacred energy can enter into it, like a home for only sacred energy, as opposed to an ordinary home. A temple is a home for sacred energy, so no one can enter your heart, you see, except you, yourself, your spirit. And you can imagine that you're going deeper into the temple as an image, and you're going deeper into your heart. And like any temple, that there's an innermost sanctum or shrine, a sanctuary. And you can put sacred objects there, like candles and crystals, and images of gods, where you pray. And that only you can go into that innermost sanctum. Try to make it as precious as possible. And let's see how that helps you. Technically, you should then feel much more at home in your body, grounded and centered. So, again, imagining the light. Now putting your focus on your heart, heart chakra and heart center. Imagining as you're going into your heart that you're entering a temple. If that image doesn't come readily, ask to build the temple from scratch, as if your heart is now a temple. Try to make that temple image as grand, magnificent, and precious and golden as possible. Start feeling that parts of the temple are being built now from blueprints, architectural plans that are flowing from above, from the spiritual world, waiting until you had asked for them. So you can imagine blueprints descending from stars above into your temple heart. Imagine how your heart temple is aligned to the stars. Use a word, it's called archaeoastronomy, archaeological astronomy, how ancient temples were aligned to stars and constellations. Imagine your heart is a building aligned to the constellations. So we'll focus now on your throat chakra. Again, just briefly sense what it feels like first. Notice if there's any sense of cramp or discomfort. But now focus and imagine a figure of eight looping, as if your head energies can loop through the neck, throat, into your body and back and forth. Does it feel as if your head and body are synchronizing better? Automatically, you can also imagine a symbol of the Great Pyramid of Egypt deep in your throat and at the back of your throat into the brainstem. Just hold the image of the pyramid and it will do the rest. Imagine a deep blue crystal inside your third eye, in your brow. A sapphire blue crystal cleansing it, activating it. Try to realize that how much you believe in yourself is a relative thing. First believe and trust your own third eye and everything follows. Project that thought that you now fully trust your third eye chakra. It is clear and gives you clear messages. Imagine the top of your head, your crown chakra. Imagine a symbol of the lotus flower and its opening. Imagine those petals of energy opening. A thousand petal lotus flower. Same time and now, go back to your feet, imagining those lines of energy to the earth again, so that you can stay grounded.